Those are some strange names. The game you played with them is called what? That's not fuzzy. I don't know what it's talking about there. What do you play? What game you play with horses? I guess that's what it's talking about. I don't know any game you play with horses. Oh, yeah, what do you play with those horseshoes?
Oh, you pitch horseshoes.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I got back to the hoofs. Mm-hmm. Didn't think you played a game with the hoofs.
There's no reason.
The male sheep is called what?
Yo. You.
That the male sheep?
Oh, no. He's a...
male sheep. Now, she's a ewe.
Yeah.
Ewe lamb.
Mm-hmm.
But the male sheep is a... Is it a ram or a buck or a male sheep or...
I believe so, a buck.
Male sheep is a buck?
A deer is. I believe a sheep is.
Well, it
I'm
could
not
be.
Sure.
I guess it could be.
Yeah. I believe that's what they're called.
You think the male sheep's called a buck?
A buck, I believe.
Okay. A female sheep then is a what?
A ewe.
And what do you have on the backs? What do the sheep have on the back?
Wool.
What do you raise sheep for then? For their
wool.
Okay. What's a male hog?
Boar.
And the one you breed with the sow, that's her.
Oh.
And what would you call a male that's been altered? What do you do? Whatever then.
Bar.
He's a bar?
Mm-hmm.
And a little one, when it's first born, is called a what?
Pig.
Yeah, a little pig is also called a little...
male hog?
Well, there's another word for it, but...
sow?
I don't know if you've heard it. No, when it's a little older, it's called a what? When they're grown, they're called what?
Well, when they're grown, they're called male hogs.
Well, now, either male and female, what are they called? Just hog?
Uh-huh.
Okay. How big must a pig get to be called a shoat?
Well,
have you ever heard of shoat?
Yes. They're supposed to weigh about 40 pounds, and they call shoats what my husband used to say.
You call them shoat?
Shoat, when they got about 40 pounds. Okay. There's pigs, and then there's shoats.
Well, was that male and female?
Uh-huh. He called them shoats, so, you know, and then, of course, he...
didn't matter if it was male or female.
No, they just
shoats.
All shoats.
What's an unbred female called?
Gilt.
Unbred female, gilt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do they have on their backs?
Hair.
Something else.
Backbones, you say?
No, well, no. Something sticks straight up. It's a... you make the shoe brushes out of those.
Bristles.
These big teeth a hog has, what do you call them?
Tushes.
All right. What about things like the elephants have the same thing, wouldn't you? Now the thing you put the food in for a hog would be a what?
Hog trough.
Right. What if you had several of them?
You'd call them hog troughs.
Okay. If you had three or four, that's hog troughs. Do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Well, we just call them wild hogs. I've catched lots of them.
Have you really? And they just grew up wild? Were they someone's tame animal?
Yeah,
and
they go away, you know. Stayed so long, they go wild.
And they had to make way for themselves. How would you catch them, anyway?
He always kept a dog that'd do whatever he told it. And we took them to the woods and caught people's wild hogs for them. Bring them, tie them, bring them in.
And the dog would catch the hogs?
Yeah, he had a dog. He kept a dog that'd catch that hog and hold it till he could tie it.
Are you kidding?
And I'd be that whole wagon bed laid up until he could put it in there. And I'd maybe have to have him put it in.
Really? That's many years ago, isn't it? Yeah. That's before you had any children?
No, we came young as lots of times.
How about that?
Stay all day.
That's back in the 30s, was it? Or
20s?
Are you kidding?
Wherever he went, I went most of the time.
What about that?
Always, always we were together most of our lives. It's
a
hard
for
me since
you've
been gone.
I know, it's been a real hardship. My mother's having problems, you know, not really problems, but she's here.